About 20 years ago, I went scuba diving with some friends, and they put the trip together, and it was a trip to Florida. This was while I was living in South Carolina. And one of the dives that we did was something I had never done before. I've since done it several times. It's really cool. And instead of going out anchored with a boat anchored in place, we did what's called a drift dive down a river. Anybody else here done that? Raise your hand. Anybody else done a drift dive? Okay, highly recommend it. Go do it right now. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. What's amazing about a drift dive and what's different about a drift dive was we didn't even use a boat. They dropped us in at a certain spot on this crystal clear river in Florida. They dropped us in at one spot, and we just went in, and we partially inflated our BCs, our buoyancy compensators, so that we were neutrally balanced in the water, and then we just floated with the current. We just moved with the current, and it was so cool. At first, it was a little unnerving. If you're used to swimming, when you're scuba diving, having all your stuff on, all of a sudden we were just like going way too quick for the current. But ultimately, we just all kind of just relaxed like this, and we just floated along. It was so cool. Now, the interesting thing and what I discovered about it was there were parts of the river, and this river literally, it's like swimming in Avion water. It's so pure, so clear, and so alive. There's so much activity, so many different fish, so much different like flowers and everything under the water. It's just gorgeous. And if there was something I wanted to see, what I noticed at first was I would be floating around, and then I would see something over there, so all of a sudden I would scamper sideways to the current. Now, what happens when you scamper sideways to a current? That's not a rhetorical question. Tell me, what happens? You get pushed and swept and everything else, right? And you also have to struggle with the current. But I would get over there, and then when I would see what it was, because there were some buried artifacts, there's old cannons and things like that, and so I would get over to something I'd want to see, and then I'm fighting the current like this to stay in the spot, and then finally, whoosh, it moves me on. That was tiring for a drift dive, something that was supposed to take absolutely no energy and just move along. And what I ultimately discovered was that if I began to look ahead, if I began to look ahead and decide where I wanted to go, the current took me there very easily. All of a sudden, instead of having to swim, all I would have to do sometimes is literally lift one fin, and it would slow, because I had enough time to just glide with the current and get to what I wanted to see and hold out there for a while and move on. I even discovered that I could put my hands up like Superman. And if I wanted to go a little bit to the left, just whoop, and all of a sudden, whoo, and I'm flying, seeing everything I want to see. Every year at this time, and it's the end of November, every year I try and think about what's going on with you. And I mean that sincerely. My audience here, my audience online, what's going on with you? What can I offer? There's so much going on right now in life. Raise your hand if you agree with that. Okay, because we just finished Thanksgiving. We're moving into Christmas. We're moving into the new year. And what I realized is that the word current has three meanings that we use all the time. A current, as in a river, say it. Current. And we flow along this current. Life has a current. Would you agree? Say yes. Yes, life has a current. And we float along with the current. The interesting thing is, in life's current, if we keep our focus ahead, a little bit ahead, as to where we want to go, decide where we want to go, which most people never do. Do you believe that? Raise your hand. Statistically, 95% of people will never, ever write a goal down on a piece of paper. And it's singularly the most important thing you can ever do. As I said last week, you can decide where you want your life to go, or you can wonder where it went. So when we're going through this current, we need to decide a little bit ahead of where we want to go, and then we don't have to struggle to get there. We lift a fin. Or maybe we be Superman. And we just go a little bit in that direction every day. So life is a current. Life has a current. And yet we only experience it in the... Come on, y'all, stay with me. What's the word? Word for the day is current, okay? If the duck pops down, you win a Studebaker, okay? Here we go. The word is current. So we only live in the current. So there's that dynamic tension. We need to know where we want to go, and yet we need to be in and celebrate and appreciate the current. It would have done me no good if I get over to see this cannon, and as I'm passing over it in the river, I'm all of a sudden looking at a boat and heading off in that direction I want to see. I'm going to go back to this. I was listening to a interview. Here we go. Doesn't want to stay on that slide. This is a really good, that is so weird, isn't it? I'm going to leave it there. Okay. Raise your hand if you've heard of the concept of the hero's journey. Joseph Campbell. Raise your hand. You know what I'm talking about? What they've discovered, Joseph Campbell wrote a book called The Hero's Journey, or studied the hero and brought forth the concept, and that is that if we go back and we look at every great hero and every fanciful hero, every story on television, if it's a good story, then it follows this hero's journey. And you're following it as well. So if you want the new version of you to be better than the current version, you need to embrace this concept of your hero's journey. You need to step into it. So what are the steps of the hero's journey? The first is the hero has a problem. That's it. Raise your hand if you have a problem. Right now, raise your hand. Come on. Everybody, raise your hand. There you go. The hero first has a problem. Then he or she encounters a guru, a teacher, an Obi-Wan Kenobi, a Yoda, someone who's been there before, knows what they're doing, and is willing to teach the novice. Let me ask you a question. I asked you a moment ago if there was a problem in your life. Stop a second and ask yourself if there's someone in this world who has, in your opinion, mastered that problem. Take a second. If the answer is yes, raise your hand. Good. If not, you haven't dug enough. There has never been a problem that you have that someone else hasn't already had it and probably written a book about it. You need to just look. You need to look. You need to find your guru. They are out there. And nowadays, they're online. You don't even have to make pilgrimages thousands of miles and sit up in a cave in Tibet freezing your tuchus off. Nowadays, you can find them online. Nowadays, they do webinars. Nowadays, they do seminars. Nowadays, they write books. They are there. To make the new version of you, you've got to find somebody who is already a better version. And then you have to do what's called conscious training. That's that little bit every day. That's keeping that fin up so that you continue to turn. That's arcing your body a little bit. That's taking a little step every single day towards what the guru says. That is getting better. Raise your hand. Does that make sense? And by the way, that's what you're supposed to do. That's natural. One of the measurements of life is it growing? If you've got a tree sitting there and you're not sure whether it's alive or dead, if it's getting bigger, what do you think? It's probably alive. And it is in our nature to get better. There is no point where we ever just sit back and turn on the coasting brakes. The only time you're coasting is when you're going downhill. And you don't want to do that with your life. One of the sad things about 2016 was we lost so many greats. We lost Prince. We lost Muhammad Ali. We lost David Bowie. And we lost someone else, a man who wrote a song by this title, Hallelujah. What was that man's name? Leonard Cohen. Now, Leonard Cohen is one of those people who is so much more famous dead than he ever was alive, in my opinion. Leonard Cohen was a Canadian who was the guy that Bob Dylan listened to for inspiration. Leonard Cohen was a poet, he was a playwright, he was a musician. He just released an incredible new album just weeks before he made his transition. The interesting thing about the song, Hallelujah. This is the one that everyone's playing. This is the one everyone's talking about. And the version of this song that Leonard Cohen wrote stunk on ice, friends. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. Leonard Cohen, and I've heard it, and it was compared to the newer versions. When Leonard Cohen wrote this song, he had no idea where he was going with it. He couldn't figure out the direction of this song. He recorded the song as kind of a pop, Archie's happy kind of a thing. Hallelujah. You know the song I'm talking about from Shrek? He recorded it that way, and it just went, nobody liked it. And then a man named John Cale wanted to record it. John Cale contacted Leonard Cohen and asked him for the lyrics. Leonard Cohen faxed him the lyrics. All 15 pages of it. Cohen couldn't decide where to go with the song, but he never let it rest. He started performing it in concerts as a slow, almost like a dirge, way slower than you would ever think of even that song. And it was no one was appreciating it. Then John Cale recorded it. It was in the movie Shrek. John Cale was the one who cut it down from 15 pages to the song that we know. He was the guru. You find gurus in the darndest places. He cut the song down. It was in the movie Shrek. The version John Cale sang was in the movie Shrek. And then it was re-recorded for the album by Rufus Wainwright. And now, have you heard the version by Pentatonix? Whoa! That song would have never been that song had we stayed with the original version. You're not supposed to stay the original version. You're supposed to change. You're supposed to meet gurus who are going to tweak you and make you better. The best version of Hallelujah has never been recorded yet, although over 300 great ones are out there right now. By the way, the word hallelujah comes from the ancient Hebrew. It means what? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know why we should praise the Lord? Because we can change. The song Hallelujah has changed over the years, and we can change ourselves over the years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you perceive to be wrong with you can be dramatically better 12 months from now. Find your guru. Embrace what is important to you. Admit to your problems. Consider that there's a solution out there. It's out there. And then lift a fin and ride the current. That's all you gotta do.